Time to talk some comm games, and joining us now is Australian beach volleyballer Chris McHugh. Chris, hello, how are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. And you and Paul Burnett, you've beaten the Maldives and also South Africa. How have you assessed your first couple of games in the tournament there in Birmingham?
Yeah, look, we're off to a pretty good start. You know, any first game against Maldives, a little bit of nerves. Paul's first comm game, so first big multi-sport games for him. So pretty incredible experience for him to play in front of a big crowd, and he did really well. So off to a good start.
Just paint the picture for us, because Birmingham, you're looking in the Midlands there in the UK. So tell us about the surrounds of the actual beach volleyball court and what the vibe's like.
Yeah, look, we're just up the road from Edgbaston Cricket Stadium. So down at Smithfield near the Bullring, pretty creative area, I guess. But we're sharing a venue with 3-on-3 basketball. So everybody's having a great time. And as I said, the sun was out today. So the crowd's up and about, which is what we want.
Chris, you're the reigning Commonwealth Games champion. Do you feel that extra pressure? And given that you've got a new partner as well?
Oh, look, I think it's the second time to beach volleyball in the Games. Gold Coast in 2018 was the first. Incredibly lucky and honoured to win the gold medal there. So going into this week and this tournament, I think it's just trying to take it a bit cliche, but one game at a time. Paul, you know, we got together 6-8 months ago now, and we're probably sitting around 10th in the world. So we know our best can match it with the best in the world, and we're just going to keep trying to bring that each and every game this week, and hopefully we come home with the gold as well.
Yeah. With a new partner, how long does it take you to feel sort of comfortable with him? Does it take you only a couple of games? Does it take you a couple of months? Does it even take you over a year? How long does it take?
Beach volleyball is one of those really unique sports, I guess, that we don't have coaching during the games. And so you rely solely on yourself and your partner to get yourself out of sticky situations, but also make technical and tactical decisions on the fly. So it's one of those things that I suppose the beach volleyball relationship is probably closer to marriage than anything else. I see the bloke more than I do my wife. So it takes a little bit of while to get the chemistry and to work things out. And so it probably takes closer to a year than to a couple of games to really get things nailed down.
Chris, do you have any like pre-event superstitions or rituals that you go through which you like to do just to keep some regularity in your build-up?
Look, to be honest, I'm not a superstitious sort of guy. I've got to get my footy tips in each week. We've been on the road for about 10 weeks, so I've got to try and on Thursdays get my footy tips in for the weekend, but I don't really have that many superstitions, to be honest. I just get on and play.
Who do you cheer for, Chris?
I'm an AFL, so I'm a Crows man.
Oh, Adelaide.
Yeah, we're not doing so good.
You had a good win last weekend.
Yeah, we had a good win against Carlton, but look, we probably need to keep the rebuild going a bit more.
I want to get back to this. You see Paul Burnett, your beach volleyball partner, more than your wife. I mean, you'd want to get on really well.
Yeah, look, it's a really unique sport, and, you know, Paul's a great guy. There's 8-9 years age difference between us. He's just graduated from university, and this is his first year out on the world tour being a professional. So he's having a bit of a steep learning curve, but he's taking things in his stride really well, and really proud about how he's going about things, and he's got a really bright future ahead of him for sure.
And Chris, when you choose your partner, do you choose it, well, I'm assuming you would, on your strengths and weaknesses and someone that would complement your game?
Yeah, look, beach volleyball, there's so many different ways you can play, and you try and find somebody who complements some of your attributes, I guess, but also can help you cover up some of your weaknesses as well. Paul's a super athletic guy, you know, he's 6'6" and he can jump a metre in the sand. So he makes my life a little bit easier in offence, and brings a lot to the service line. I think he served about 6 aces today in the game, which is pretty good. So it makes my job as a blocker a lot easier.
Chris, clearly you're fully focused, I should say, on your sport. But in between games, do you get a chance to get around and see other sports or other athletes?
Well, we haven't really been able to get out and see any other sports yet. We're hoping to later when our competition sort of wraps up. But we're staying in the hotel with the women's cricket team, and they've been playing really well. They're through to the quarterfinals, I think, or through the next round. So I know some people went down and watched them last night play, and hopefully I'll be able to get down and see them play down at Edgbaston pretty soon.
Who's your biggest challenge for a medal?
Biggest challenge would be Canada, New Zealand and England. They're all pretty even, but probably Canada, I reckon.
And how's the atmosphere of this games compared to, well, the Gold Coast 4 years ago when you did win gold? How are they similar? How are they different at this stage?
Oh, look, I think it's a lot closer to the Gold Coast. I mean, Tokyo was we've gone from no spectators in Tokyo at all and being quite locked down to in Birmingham having a bit more freedom, but also there's crowds. Like I think it's a 6,000 seat stadium, so there's a bit of crowd there and a bit of atmosphere, which is what we want as players. Probably not quite the same as Gold Coast, and I don't think anything will get close to Gold Coast, maybe 2026 Commonwealth Games or 2032 Brisbane Olympics. You just can't be playing at home in front of a home crowd.
Do you have any family or friends over there, mate, supporting?
The wife's coming on Wednesday next week.
Yep.
Well, this week, a couple of days. So she's coming over. Paul's parents are here. They're having a bit of a European holiday, but also, you know, supporting their son. I think it's one of the great things about the big multi-sport games that parents and family members who have supported us over the years to get to this point are able to share in our successes. And, you know, it's pretty cool for them to be able to come and say hi, but also enjoy what Birmingham has to offer.
Who's the next game, Chris?
We play Rwanda on Wednesday afternoon. So they won their first match. It should be a decent game on Wednesday, Arvo, and then we have quarterfinals on Friday.
Oh, great stuff. Well, really appreciate your time. I remember last time we spoke to you, you were about to compete in Manly, but the whole thing got washed out. So good to see you getting some great weather over there in Birmingham. And hopefully we're cheering on a medal performance for yourself and Paul later in the tournament as well. Thanks so much and enjoy. Good luck.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.